Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says he's rejecting further U.S. mediation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict following President Trump's decision last month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. American University Middle East scholar Russell Stone tells VOA Abbas's remarks were just rhetoric. Abbas has also said that Israel has effectively ended the 1994 Oslo Peace Accords. Here's Stone on what the accords were all about.
The Oslo Peace Accords were what created the Palestine Authority. So if indeed they were to be abrogated, Abbas would have no legitimacy whatsoever. So again, this is rhetoric, but not really a move.
The Oslo Accords led to partial self-determination for the Palestinian people, along with the Palestinian Liberation Organization's recognition of Israel. Afghanistan government negotiators and Taliban officials have reportedly opened unofficial talks in Turkey to discuss mechanisms that could pave the ground for initiating a formal peace dialogue. Meeting in Turkey comes as UN Security Council delegation is in Kabul holding talks with Afghan leaders on security and political issues in the country. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, militiamen, gunmen suspected killed four soldiers. It happened in a hit-and-run attack on a military post in the country's restive central Kasai provincial capital, Kananga. Fighting between the government and the militia over the past 18 months has left thousands dead. This is VOA News. Suicide bombers attacked the Iraqi capital today, killing at least 16. Parablast happened in central Baghdad during the morning rush hour. In addition to those killed, the Interior Ministry said the bombing wounded another 65. No claim of responsibility so far. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital for a new demonstration, and in one district, police fired tear gas to disperse dozens of stone-throwing youths on the 7th anniversary of the ousting of former President Zine Abidine Ben Ali. Fueled by rising frustrations with the country's social and economic issues, protesters have been demonstrating at times violently in Tunis and across the country. The president, Bazi Kaid Essebi, has accused the foreign news media of exaggerating the size of the protest, but he visited some of the impoverished neighborhoods of the capital, promised the government would work to create jobs for young people.
We have 620,000 unemployed people. Of them, 250,000 have advanced degrees, and still they have no work. 1 year, 2 years, three, four, five. So we say, God willing, this year we will engage with a focus on the youth.
Protests erupted on January 8th in response to tax and price hikes aimed at reducing a budget deficit as per an agreement with the country's international donors. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson joining foreign ministers in Vancouver, Canada tomorrow, assessing further diplomatic options to counter North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threat. On the agenda in Vancouver, putting international pressure on North Korea, Brian Hook is the State Department's policy planning director.
The goal of the ministerial is to provide a practical mechanisms to exert continued pressure on the Kim regime while demonstrating that diplomatic options remain open and viable.
Officials say talking to China about what to do with the North's nuclear weapons is preparing for a new scenario. Analyst Monty Glazer with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says China is handling the sensitive issue with a lot of caution.
They fear that if they talk to the United States that it might be misinterpreted by the Trump administration as a green light to go ahead and perhaps even attack North Korea or to cause instability.
While China and Russia are involved in the Vancouver meeting, they're not there. They will get readouts. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the United States, a federal holiday marking King's birthday. He was the chief spokesperson for the nonviolent activism in the U.S. civil rights movement.
That's the latest world news from VOA.